Dukes and Drilling Guys from Drilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and getting out in your backyard and firing up that grill or smoker. Ooh, might even be a good day for a deep fryer. A little brisk out. We're in December.
Oh, it's kind of brisk.
Yeah. But we're going to talk a little bit about brisket, Bob. This is a topic that you are far more knowledgeable about than I am. I try. I think I do an average job with a brisket. Yours are really good. And to me,
well, that's very kind of you. I don't know that I've ever had one of your briskets, so I couldn't comment.
Well, that's right, because I'm not proud enough to put one in front of you yet.
You're getting there, though. Your skills on every level of grilling. Let's just say this, okay? Jop has blossomed in the grilling world in the last several years to a point of where he's like now telling me things, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a piece
of... here's what I really loved. You were telling me the secret to your beans.
Yeah.
I was just laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, the kid has grown up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Used to be he had good beans. His beans ain't as good as mine no more. Yeah.
But, well, Bob, tell us about your favorite trim.
Yeah.
Well, trimming's important. You know, I years ago I used to fly airplanes, and trim was really important when you're flying an airplane because you'd have to trim your ailerons, trim your rudders, and, you know, trim's a big deal. It's there for a reason. Trimming in anything gets you closer to where you need to be.
Right.
And with a brisket, it's a big deal because that thing comes with a lot of extra fat on it. And I can speak to fat because I've got some around my belly I'm still trying to trim.
Mm-hmm.
And if you barbecue properly, you'll trim your fat personally too, because barbecue is a very healthy food for you. It reduces the fats. And it gives you a more solid protein. So what we like about smoking foods, which is barbecue, is really smoking. Contrary to your friends in Australia or California or whoever says they're going to barbecue and then they pull their grill out, barbecue is smoking. So if you don't have a smoker, go out and get one. And if you don't know where to get one, just send us a message because we got friends all over the place that sell great smokers.
Yeah, and I bet next week one of our topics will be equipment for Christmas. And
there you go.
So we'll be covering that, those. But anyway, back to the brisket.
So trimming a brisket. Yes, thank you. So here's the big deal. Briskets come with tons of fat. And the boys down in Texas, and in the next segment, my old buddy Danny Skiff, Rob Russell, Tony Courthouse, all us guys that are on the show, all used to peddle smokers together. And we used to travel the country teaching people how to do barbecue and how to sell smokers, right?
Right.
Well, Danny Skiff's going to tell us the Texas method. And then Texas, I'll tell you in advance, they don't trim them a whole lot. They throw it on the grill. They throw it on open coals. Well, I'm not a fan of that. I like trimming a brisket and throwing it in a smoker. And even old Danny's come around. He's teaching the boys in Texas the Kansas City or Memphis method of indirect smoke a little bit more.
So you'll go to the butcher shop, and you'll see briskets for $4.49 to $5.49 a pound, but they're trimmed, okay? You'll go to other butcher shops, and you'll see them for $2.49 a pound, and the fat's on them.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you about that.
Right, and the thing is you're going to end up with the same amount of meat.
Right.
Do you want the butcher to do the work, or do you want to do the work?
You can go to a place I rarely go to, but I won't even say the name of it now, but it's a restaurant supply store, and you can buy their briskets, and they're $2.99 a pound. You're going to cut half that stinking brisket apart, getting the fat off it, because it's half fat.
Right.
When they say reduce your yield by half, well, you're going to reduce it more because you're going to carve half of it off it before you even throw it on the smoker, let alone the reduction from the heat and breaking down the tissue and all the stuff that barbecue does to it.
So, but, Bob, where do you trim?
Well, for a brisket, it depends on where you're getting it from and what has not been trimmed yet. So,
two or three things come to mind, though.
Okay.
Right? The difference between the flat and the deckle, there's a big fat vein in there, thick. I mean, like 2-3 inches thick. I've watched you trim these. I've trimmed them with you. And there's that big vein in there, right?
Between the point and the flat,
right?
There is a big mass of collagen and fat.
Yep.
And a lot of the competition guys now are trimming the entire piece out and literally separating the decal from the flat. So
decal and point are the same thing.
Yep. The decal is it's the money meat and my favorite piece. But there's a huge amount of collagen in there and a great big bank of fat on the edge. So when you look at the thing on the side, if you say the flat is to your right and the point is to your left.
Point being the thicker part, flat the being thinner.
Point being the pointed end, and it's real thick on that end. And then as it goes to the right, there's a flat piece. That point and that decal is the top cap, and it's going to kind of arc down. And in between those two, there's a great big vein of fat. There's fat in the front as you look at it, and then as you dig into it, you'll see a bunch of connective tissue and collagen, which is the same thing you trim off of a flat iron if you're making a proper flat iron, right? And it's kind of fun to eat. It's pretty chewy and pretty fatty, but some people like chewing on that kind of thing. I don't personally care for it.
How much of it do you cut out?
Well, that's just the point. It's to your discretion. I personally don't mind separating them at all. Matter of fact, back in the day, back when Rob Russell and I used to travel around doing this barbecue
stuff. Good old
stuff,
days.
Yep. I would trim a brisket to the point where the decal would fall off the flat, and he'd have a fit. And it's like, but there's so much fat on there, I'm just trying to get it off. Well, here's the deal. In my world, that's the perfect scenario because now you have two equal pieces of protein instead of one thick
size-wise,
piece.
Yeah.
Instead of one thick piece on one end and a little flat on the other end. So you can do several different options on it. If you want to separate them, go ahead and separate them. Just trim all that stuff off. Or if you want, you can just cut the flat off of it and smoke that separately because it's going to cook quickly.
Quicker.
Yeah.
Than the point. Yeah.
Quicker. Thank you. I'm almost out of coconut stout here, Chaz. So I think
sorry.
But I'll inject in while Bob gets another coconut stout. I'll inject in that fat is flavor. I'm not a big fan of taking it all off of there because it does impart some flavor. And when you cut it, we'll get to that in a minute when it's done and how to serve it. But you want a little bit of fat layer on there.
What are you talking, 5%, 10%,
25%? Yeah, not 25, but 10%. Yeah, because it is a heavily fatted chunk of meat, and it's very dense, and you want to get most of it out of there. But I'm not the guy that wants to take it all off, and maybe that's why your brisket's better than mine.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that, and that's very kind of you. You keep hoisting compliments. You don't have to do that, really. Because
we're hoisting beers.
Yes, and that's a really good one to hoist there. But when I used to trim those with Rob, and I'd trim them to the point to where that decal was flapping and hanging on by two strands, he'd have a conniption because I was doing it. I was going overboard in his book. But in my mind, I wanted to get as much of that center fat and collagen out of there as I could. But what happens when you do that is you disconnect the decal from the flat. Well, guess what? Competition guys now are doing that. They're disconnecting the decal from the flat. They're smoking them separately, and then they're marrying them back up for the presentation. And I'm okay with that because those judges, when they get that nice piece of brisket, they don't want a giant vein of fat in the center. Nobody really wants to eat that big blob of fat in the middle. Lots
now,
of people
you
say fat's flavor.
When you say they're marrying it back up, are they just resting it on top of there before they slice it?
Yep. They're putting it in. They're smoking them to like 155, and they're wrapping them. And I think what
in
some
foil?
They're all doing them differently, but
butcher paper
or whatever. Right. But they're all doing different methods. But one way to do it would be to put it back together for your final wrap and do that final cook together so they somewhat meld together again. So when you're slicing them, you still have something that looks like a contiguous piece of brisket.
Yeah.
But I'm a brisket freak. I love talking about brisket. I'm sorry. This might be
it's
2 miles deep, but it's a meat that everybody loves. And
I like my plate about 2 miles deep when brisket comes out. And then
too.
Pop a beer.
Here's a truism. I have literally choked on brisket because I eat it so dang fast.
Coming up next, our buddy Danny Skiff is going to give us some smoking methods on brisket. Stick with us. We'll be back. She's a hot little number in-
in her pickup truck. Daddy sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mamma jamma from Dallas.